there are certain things that you just don't appreciate at a young age, and it takes time to learn and appreciate things. And growing up, one of the things I didn't appreciate was the amount of thought that went into Frank Lloyd Wright's architecture. You know, he was always kind of held up in the building industry as, you know, an icon, an example. And I looked at a lot of his work. I'm like, what is everyone talking about? These are the dorkiest, silliest looking, strangest things. And one thing that he did that I'm not good at is he would do things cheap. And I don't like to go cheap because when I get done with building something, making something with my hands, I like people, you know, I vision someone saying, you know what? That had to have been done by Romy because nobody else would have sat there and spent that much time on that project. You know, I like to think of it as lifetime work. When I get done, that's the last time I'll ever have to build this again because it's built to last the rest of my life. And you look at Frank Lloyd Wright buildings that were finished 60, 70 years ago that he did cheap, and they're still standing. There's homes today that won't be standing in 50 or 60 years that were built cheap. How he was able to build cheap and make lifetime structures is something I have not figured out, and it really impresses me. And it's one of those times that just to have a piece of living history, I've got to figure out how to raise $13 million to buy the home, Frank Lloyd Wright home, that went up for sale this week. Do you know how to start a GoFundMe page, Gary?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. You want to go in on this?
We should, because the mansion on the Mason Global property that was listed for $12.9 million. So you figure tax, $13 million.
Wait, back up. How much?
Yeah, $12.9 million. It's a circular home, and it's built up on stilts, and it's all out of concrete, and it's on just about 6 acres, 5.9 acres, on 54th Street and Camelback.
Concrete would be the same as block or a bit different? What do you think?
You know, there's a lot of blocks in this. The piers are poured in place concrete, and I've been to the home, and when you look up, when you're standing underneath the home and looking up, you can tell they had built forms and poured the concrete in place. Man. But he was never a one-material guy. The sweeping ramp up to the home that's in a circular pattern, is you can see all the hand-laid bricks.
Wow.
As it gradually comes up. And the home itself, the first couple feet that's elevated again, the first couple feet of where from the floor up is all brick, and then it goes into these big wood beams and glass structures and windows.
I would love to know how energy efficient that is, because haven't we discussed before about block houses and well insulated could really make your home comfortable?
Yeah, the amount of glass that's on this home.
Oh, I didn't count that. Okay, forget it.
And because you don't have the thermal, you do have the concrete footing, but you've got a lot of air movement underneath it, so you're not going to have the amount of thermal energy that the earth would have provided if it was built slab on grade.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wright didn't think about that.
You know, when your kilowatt per hour was like a half a cent, it really wasn't a big deal.
Being produced at the old Child's plant out near Fossil Creek Canyon in 1900, yeah, you're right.
So, and an attorney had previously bought it in 2012 to help prevent it from getting demolished because they were going to plow it. I mean, I can't imagine taking a bulldozer to a building like this. And he preserved it. The neighborhood rejected his ideas of what he wanted to turn it into because it was going to bring too many people into the neighborhood, yada, yada, yada. So it's now listed again. And you figure out how to get us to $13 million on that GoFundMe. Yeah. And we'll go preserve this Frank Lloyd Wright piece of history here that there's far and few between. I think it deserves to be preserved.
All right. I'll get right on that.
Right on that. You think we'll get there by the end of the broadcast?
Probably not. But we do have some open lines, by the way, if you have any homeowner questions.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll be talking about our home maintenance item to do in the next segment, along with where we will be. It is fall season, which always puts us on the road here at Rosie on the House. And our first stop is the first Saturday of October in Tucson, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday Saba Home Show. I've been 2 weeks away now. Get my tri-tip fixed for the next 6 months. Always a great venue. If you've not been to a Saba Home Show, anyone from Casa Grande down to Green Valley, it's a great place to go to get started on whatever it is you're trying to get done that you may need some help with, or you need some experts to talk to about design ideas. And you can come join us there for a live broadcast as well. We've got tickets to give away that we'll do next break as well.